Once there was a band called the Sex Pistols. Once there was a cultural force called the Sex Pistols. Our guest today is John Lydon, who is Johnny Rotten of the famed 70s punk band. He created Public Image Limited after the demise of the Sex Pistols. They broke up in the early 90s, reformed in 2009, and they recently released a new album called This Is Public Image Limited. I started my conversation with the voluble John Lydon by asking about how he chose the name Public Image Limited in the first place.
Well, the title I took from a book by Muriel Spark called The Public Image, which was about, the downside of stardom and etc. And the limited because I wanted to form a proper business company around the band. And at that time in Britain, companies were called limited.
Ah, right.
But it is what it is, and it formed three letters, P-I-L, not pill.
Absolutely not. Two decades, we can call it 2 decades since the last studio album, but 17 years since you guys toured. What made that the right time for you to go out again?
The delay... because I'm in no rush, I intend to live a very long life. The delay was because of record contracts and the corporations I was tied up with. They kept me into such a financial bind that it was impossible for me to continue my work. And it took me nearly 2 decades, really, to get the money back to fend off the accountants. And once I'd done that, I could start the band again. It kind of played in really well that a British company called Dairy Crest, they wanted to launch a butter campaign, and they picked yours truly as the spokesperson. The anarchist side of that really, really appealed to me. But on top of that, butter is a good product to have. And one thing led to another, and that kind of got me the money I needed to get Public Image back into a rehearsal situation, let alone touring, because it requires a lot of money to get a band to function properly. And when you've got no record company support and you've got outstanding debt, it's a bind.
Well, it's no different from any band. Bands end up using their songs in advertisements to be able to tour all the time. So you kind of...
Oh, I don't see nothing wrong with advertising. Nothing wrong with it at all. Hello, we live in the West, I mean, it is a product I use. I mean, it's not like I was promoting Tampax here.
But you would, except you don't
use
it.
And where would I apply that inside my body?
Well, okay, so you went out on a tour. Did these songs come together as you were touring, or how did you decide where you were going?
Some of the ideas, yes, but basically no. As the touring progressed, we were saving money aside to get ourselves into a recording position, which we did, and what we could afford was a barn in the British countryside. We recorded it basically live with a few jiggly bits added on after. A lot of the singing and music is laid down in one go. Some of the songs were improvised. Others were worked on a little bit more. It's a very varied album. 12 tracks we thought was enough, to reintroduce Pill at the moment. Although there was something like 16. But the others, it could be a tad overbearing if we went too far on it.
Now, I don't know where to begin because there's a number of really good songs on here. There's one that I absolutely love called Deeper Water. How did this one come
about? That was improvised.
Really?
That was improvised. Yeah, yeah. And oddly enough, we did it on a day when we invited the press down to see how we work in Britain. And we've just kind of we were jangling about with it beforehand, but just decided to kind of rehearse through it and always record what you rehearse. And one take, there it was. Loved it. It takes my breath away still. The sense of purpose in it and drama is quite excellent. I've finally found people that can actually play.
Ferocious seas. That swelling ebb.
is Deeper Water. And
don't pull the plug.
One of the really outstanding tunes on this new This Is Public Image Limited album. We're getting a chance to talk with John Lydon about this. You know, it's interesting when you go back throughout your career, going from the Sex Pistols to Public Image, right at the beginning. You have kind of played with people's expectations right from the start, because when you, after the first couple of Public,
well, they're lucky. That's all I play with.
From the initial Public Image albums, you kind of came up with something different.
It's
every
not,
time.
I'm not deliberately here trying to be awkward, obtuse, or temperamental. It's just my natural way is to not repeat myself with music or thought processes in songs. The subject matter eventually leads to the overall sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's not contrived, it's a natural thing. I can't help it if I'm better than the rest. I tend to be copied a lot, you know, and I have. I've set up so many different genres in music now that it's becoming almost hilarious. But fear not, good peoples out there, Johnny will not imitate himself. I leave that to, the major labels.
Now, on this new album, okay, 20 years later, you've mentioned some of the things, i.e. playing with people who are adequate to backing you. What else is different for you 20 years on from the first time you set out to do this? What else feels different?
Well, for me, I really, really wanted to work with Bruce Smith and Lou Edmonds again, because they're the people I've worked with the longest in any Pill format. It's a really good thing, Pill, now, internally. And that's our road crew, our sound people, our management, our press people. We all know each other very, very well, and we won't tolerate lies in our organisation. It works a treat. For me, that's like, I've been in the music business, 30 years, really, and I've never been in a band where I've truly enjoyed the company of my fellow members quite like this. It's a really healthy work environment to know that you can trust and depend on the people around you as much as they can on you. And you know, here I'm referring to, the first band I ever worked with.
I assumed
Sexy
as much.
Piss-ups.
I assumed
Sexy
as much.
Sexy piss-ups. Yeah. I just thought the natural way of being in a band was that you would all just not like each other. It doesn't need to be like that. And because of this much better working environment, I think the songs are an extreme improvement. And so the time off, if you want to put it like that, was well spent, because the end result is so infinitely better.
So if we go all the way back, then the Sex Pistols were doomed because...
Not at all. They're not doomed at all. No, the fact that we don't like each other doesn't mean that we don't respect each other. It's just, you know, there are other ways around achieving good things in life. And it's just like the way Pill is with music, you experiment. And when you find the right combination of happy souls, well, that's a good feeling.
Mm.
And it's a better feeling than the environment of angst and bitterness, which I've learned to endure in the past.
Tell me about Lollipop Opera. It seems to be about are you living in the U.S. or are you living in England now?
No, I live in the U.S., but yeah. you can't take the ghetto out of Johnny. I mean, that's to do with my working class background. For me, that song's the voice of Finsbury Park, very multiracial. All ethnicities, all race, creeds, colours and denominations. That's the environment I was brought up in. And I liked that. And the sound of Seven Sisters Road was quite brilliant and a very good backdrop for me to move into the world of music from. There were all kinds of record stores there, Greek stores, Turkish, you know, traditional Irish, reggae, and then the average record stores. So there was always these different sounds and textures always floating around. And the social clubs and the pubs, a brilliant combination, a mixture of things. An early ska, you know, when the records used to be, you know, very rude, the lyrics. And so I used all that, and that's what Lollipop Opera is. It's that soundtrack to a very good combination of events. Our class, our working class, and how we don't hate each other, and how we're not racist, and how we're not divided.
You want to see me, mushroom? Let's go clean.
That is Lollipop Opera, a song about where our guest today, John Lydon, grew up. And one of the very fine new songs on this is Pill, the new Public Image Limited album. And, you know, can I talk a little bit about growing up for you? When you arrived in the Sex Pistols, what was the music you loved at the time?
All the same things I love today. I felt very limited at the Pistols because they wanted to box it into a kind of a rock box. And that was never very good for me. I mean, it was a great start. I learnt to write songs using that format. But I wanted to take it further. And in an early Pill, there was a song called Religion, which I wrote while I was in the Pistols, but I couldn't really get the others to pay any attention to that at all. They didn't like the idea or the tempo of it, and were kind of genuinely frightened about having a serious word against religion.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be Johnny, you know. I think everything's a fair target. If it has the nerve and audacity to dictate what your lifestyle should be, then it should be able to take your criticism in return.
Now, the other important thing about your early life, and people probably, a number of people probably know this already, is the fact that you ended up being sick and losing your early memory. That's something, I mean, a lot of us don't remember that, but yours is quite more quite more profound than that. But
I was seven. I contracted meningitis. It affected my brain, and then I was in a coma for nearly 3 months. When I came out of that, I couldn't remember anything or anyone, and it took something like 4 years for my memory to slowly but surely come back. But in that period, that's when I learned to have to trust people. I mean, you know, the nurses would say, "This is your mother, this is your father." Well, I did not know that at the time. Imagine what they felt, you know, your own parents, like. But it wasn't too difficult because I didn't know it any better. The problem was learning to trust strangers and believe what it is they're telling you. And that's why, I mean, to this day, if people say I'm awkward to work with or be around, it's because I expect what you tell me to be the truth. Is that so wrong? I think it's the right way. And so for me, in many ways, I got a second chance at being a proper human being. You know, without that illness and that and all of that, I might have grown up being a liar just like everybody else.
You're talking about being in debt. Have you ever made any money from the music business?
You know, thinking about it, not really. Not really, no. I mean, the Pistols are in debt. Pill was in debt. Generally speaking, the way record corporations used to run their show was to keep you in debt. There was a very interesting thing I seen on the other night, TLC. What was Lopez, one of them. And she phrased it really well that, you know, when it's presumed you make all these millions, but when you break it down, you know, you get the last penny out of every dollar. It seems to be that way. And so for me, when I hear about the record companies, the larger ones, their demise, I'm kind of really pleased because they were really, really, truly a corrupt bunch. They would wrap you up in really stifling long-term contracts and they would not release you. And because you owed them, they wouldn't release the proper amount of records to recoup that debt. So it was as a constant catch-22, and there was no way out of it except play the waiting game, which I've had to do for two decades. You know, you have to wait for the contract to fall apart.
You know, it doesn't seem to me to be, from all eras of British music, there have been people who came from the projects, who came from the States, as you did. But some of them got rich, and perhaps that changed it. You've never had the opportunity to get rich and have it sort of change you from your how you felt when you were coming up.
Yes, you're right. What am I doing wrong? it's neither here nor there, you know. Good luck to anyone who makes a big fat wallet. I've no problems with that at all. It's just my way doesn't seem to lead to that. I don't suppose there will ever be much of a financial gain by the way I operate. But then again, so what? You know, we can't all be the same. I don't have expensive habits. I don't want a Ferrari. I don't want to, hang around in expensive gambling casinos. I just want to make good records that speak the truth. If no one's going to give me a big fat load of money for that, well, that's just tough titters, because I'm still going to do it one way or the other. All right? I will not stop. I'm relentless. Age is a non-argument. I don't come from the Pete Townsend philosophy of hope I die before I get old. For me, it's hope I live as long as possible. I view myself at the moment as half a century young with some short change. All right? For me, I've got another 50 years before I can even conceive of the idea of ageing. There's a song called One Drop on the album. Mm-hmm. That's to be a good lead-in for you. You know, we are teenagers, we are the ageless. And that's how it should be. Your voice of rebellion never stops, and don't let anybody in your life, including when you're very young and not so young, ever tell you that this awful phrase, when you hear it, shut them up, act your age. Do not act your age, be yourself. There is a big difference. And you shouldn't act anyway, because most of them Hollywood fakes don't. One drop in all of this ocean, not gotta be causing commotion.
I am John, and I was born in London. I am no vulture, this is my culture. The laws of nature, they allow lesson free. We come from chaos. You cannot change us. Cannot explain us. And that's what makes us. We are the ageless. We are teenagers. We are the focus out of the hopeless. We are the last chance. We are the last dance.
That is One Drop, another one from This Is Pill, the new Public Image Limited album. We had to wait a little bit, but it's well worth it. And we're talking with John Lydon today. You know, John, you really are, you know the media. You are, I wouldn't say media savvy, but you certainly know how to be yourself.
I like to have a good talk with anybody. Mm-hmm. And if it's on that level playing field, then I'm absolutely fine with it, you know. But I'm also very good with, nasty bastards, aren't I? You know, yeah. If somebody wants to try and take me out using word games, well, I'm sorry, I'm well armoured. Because for me, I've had to be. My words are my bullets. I don't believe in violence. And Gandhi is my philosophical hero. You know, passive resistance.
Well, John, congratulations on this new album. And it's really great to be able to hear some of this music.
Yeah, God, if it sells well, I can afford some new underwear.
John Lydon, our guest. We shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.